Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Our small business spotlight of this week shines on the I Work and Play store. Now, if that sounds familiar, it should, because John Bartlett has been with us in the past, and we talked about his I Work and Play Store. Interesting name. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But he's had some phenomenal growth over the past year and a half. So we welcomed him back to the studio. John, good to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you as well, Michael.
So this, the I Work and Play Store. Well, what kind of a name is that?
Well, I Work and Play is specialty occupational and recreational apparel, footwear, and equipment. You know, work and play.
Oh, so stuff that you can go play with.
Or work in.
All right. So give us an idea of what kind of stuff that is.
Well, I believe we have the largest selection of American-made, union-made workwear in the city, probably in the state. But medical scrubs, culinary hospitality, you know, categories like that.
Sure. And the shoes that go with them.
Correct.
The last time I had you, and you had some Israeli shoes. Are you still carrying those?
I love my Neots.
Neots? Yeah.
Maybe mispronouncing the name, but they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I say that as I wear a pair of Birkenstocks, which I carry as well. Birkenstock sandals. We have them.
So your transition into this business, where did it all come from, John?
Well, I don't think there's enough time on the segment to really get completely into that. That's a loaded question, Michael. Basically, there was a need in the market, and I was hoping to fill that void.
And one of the things that you do is you transitioned into doing lots of printing work as well.
Well, garment decoration comes with uniforms, and I Work and Play is essentially a uniform store, a glorified, the coolest uniform store ever, the most progressive uniform store ever, I believe. But garment decoration, embroidery, and printing of garments is a necessary thing in uniforms. You have to represent the logo somehow, some way. Now, granted, we have expanded our specialty printing and garment decoration dramatically over the past 18 months. We are screen printing.
Right.
We have three presses, a 12 color, an 8 color, and a 6 color. But we're doing all sorts of political printing. We are a CWA organized print shop, so anything from postcards to stickers to buttons, we laser engrave. So really, essentially any way the company or organization needs a logo, we're able to take care of that need.
John Bartlett, ladies and gentlemen, the I Work and Play Store, CWA, by the way, stands for the Communication Workers of America, and a proud union shop. Now, there are printers all over town. There are not many union printers, are there?
Just a handful.
Yeah, just a handful. And many people go, well, why would I have it printed at a union shop versus a non-union shop? And what's the answer to that?
Well, how about fair pay, benefits, you know, quality work environment?
Those kind of things?
You know, minor things like that.
I see. And from the very beginning, has this been structured as a progressive clothing uniform store? I mean, was that the dream? Is for you to be into the world of economics and business, but yet be a progressive at the same time?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Not many of us out there. And you're very, very involved all over the state. You've been traveling and seeing other things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I know it might sound idealistic, Michael, but I believe I'm here to help people, and I believe that I can better the world through specialty printed items and clothing. It sounds crazy. How can I better the world through T-shirts? Well, progressively, I believe it's possible through helping the people that are helping me with the business to spreading a progressive message. You know, I believe this world needs change, especially right now. So anything and everything that I can possibly do to help make a change in the coming political cycles, that's my focus currently.
Uh-huh. You know, we don't talk politics on the Business News Hour, but I've never seen a time when politics has invaded business as much as it has in the past 7 or 8 months. I mean, it's just like every single day. And we're going to just divert just a moment for just a second, because in the business news today was a big piece of news. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont just this week announced his bill for Medicare for all. And that's getting a lot of press these days. The United States is the only advanced consumer market in the world that doesn't provide medical care for our people. What do you think?
I think that it's absolutely disgusting that our country doesn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, the CWA nationally endorsed Bernie for the last presidential.
I remember that.
I had a bunch of, I have a very liberal work staff.
I know Lucas well.
I can't speak for everybody, but I'm sure there were some Hillary supporters too. But.
I'm sure there were. Yeah, I'm sure there were. But this is an interesting thing, and there's a whole bunch of individuals on the Democratic side of the Senate who have endorsed Bernie's bill. And it seems to be the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is all buying in on this thing. I don't think Representative Pelosi nor Senator Schumer have made any indications one way or the other, but at least Cory Booker and a whole bunch of other folks have. Be interesting to see. Watch this. And Bernie was on just the other day, you know, talking about, well, are we going to vote for insurance companies and drug companies or for the people? That was an interesting thing. We'll see how it goes.
It's interesting. We printed some shirts for an organization called Our Revolution for that, you know, Bernie's thing, and shipped those to an event in Maryland earlier this week.
Really? So you're doing stuff for all over the country?
Absolutely. I'm aiming to be actually I own the domain name thepoliticalprinter.com. Most recently, I bought proudlyprogressive.com. But yes, to both coasts this week. Excuse me.
Very nice.
You know, Maryland and California on the same day.
Our small business spotlight shines on the I Work and Play store. His name is John Bartlett, and you're located just south of Interstate 235, just on the edge of Windsor Heights. There, aren't you?
Correct. We're on 8th Street, right by the buildings that look like castles in Drawbridge Plaza. We're the first building to the southwest of 235.
Now, for those of us who are older, we would remember when there was a nightclub there. It goes back.
The Lucky Lady, possibly?
No, I don't think it was the Lucky Lady. I think it was something that castle kind of a thing. I don't know what was going on, but
a little before my time.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot before everybody's time, I have a feeling. But that was a kind of a hot spot on 8th Street there in West Des Moines. His name is John Bartlett, ladies and gentlemen, and it's called the I Work and Play Store. He is unabashedly a progressive, and we enjoy having a conversation with John on a regular basis. We see him all over the political spectrum, and good to have you in, John. Congratulations, by the way, on doing all this stuff. You guys have just been through an amazing growth spurt.
You know, it's been interesting, you know, just to see the business evolve and what direction the business is going. We will continue to focus American-made. I'm closing out a couple of the imported lines from the store, and I'm just going to continue to focus American-made and specialty production, you know, everything from signage to vehicle graphics to garment decoration, all in a union shop, of course.
Interesting stuff. John Bartlett, ladies and gentlemen, the I Work and Play store. If you want to find out more about that, we will have links to his store on our radio blog. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it, my friend. Good to have you here.
Thank you much.
All right. We've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street while we're talking about progressive things. Then we have to flip our charts and see what happened on that sliver of land between Wall and Broad in Manhattan. That's coming up next on the Business News Hour.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all